Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today's chapter is a short chapter. We know one hadith that describes or informs us of a hadith that informs us of a dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite when he would return from journey. So we did the duas when a person is leaving on journey, then we did the duas when a person is ascending, when a person is descending, what he should read. And now when he is returning from his journey, what should he read? باب ما يقول إذا رجع وإذا رأى بلدته. The chapter on what to say when one returns and sees his town. فيه حديث ابن عمر السابق في باب تكبير المسافر إذا صعد الثنايا. The hadith on Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, which was quoted in the chapter on saying takbir when climbing an elevated place, is applicable here. What Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is saying is, we did this hadith before, that when a person is going up, he should say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So he's just making mention to that hadith, because that hadith also speaks about when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return, what dua he would read. He brought that hadith here also, which we're going to do now, but from a different narration. So he's making reference to that narration, and he's making the reference to this narration also by bringing this hadith. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, أقبلنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى إذا كنا بظهر المدينة قال آئبون تائبون عابدون لربنا حامدون فلم يزل يقول ذلك حتى قدمنا المدينة رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that we returned with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم until we were in sight of Medina Sharif. So we returned and we reached a point now where we could actually see the city, we could see Medina Sharif. Now this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hometown. So this is the point that he reached Medina Sharif. He said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then made this dua. We'll do the Arabic and then we'll explain the English. Beautiful dua, we should try and learn this. Many times we're going on a journey, we read the simple duas when we're going. But when we come back, we don't read anything. Actually at that point also, we should be making these duas out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah ta'ala, and also repenting of all the gunas and sins that we may have committed on this journey. So the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say in his dua, A ibuna, that O Allah, we are returning. Ta ibuna, in what condition we are returning, O Allah? We are returning in a condition that we are making tawbah, we are repenting. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his journey wasn't a journey of frivolity. His journey was not a journey of just merrymaking and entertainment. It was a journey for the fikr of deen, for Islam to spread, for Islam to become rise and shine. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would return, Ta ibuna, O Allah, I am returning in a condition that I am repenting. Imagine us today, how much of sins and gunas we commit on our journeys, whether it be at the airports, whether it be in the aeroplanes, whether it be with the entertainment screens, whether it be at the hotels that we are staying in, especially nowadays, when there are so many amenities found, and there are so many sources of guna that are possible, and that are taking place also. How much of more tawbah we should be making when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going out for deen, and then he was making tawbah upon his return. So the first thing was A ibuna, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am returning. Ta ibuna, second one, O Allah, I am returning in a condition that I am making tawbah, so I am repenting. The third one is Abiduna, O Allah, I am worshipping you. O Allah, I am worshipping you. Li Rabbina hamidun, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our praise be to you. Our praise be to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, A'ibuna li Rabbina hamidun. That, O Allah, you are our Allah. We are worshipping you and we are praising you. What a beautiful dua. That we are coming back in this condition, that we are returning, making tawbah to you. O Allah, we are worshipping you and we are praising you. This returning of ours wasn't because of the return ticket that we had, that confirmation that we had, or that boarding pass. It was nothing to do, O Allah, you brought us back, that's why we came back. Otherwise, the healthiest person, the fittest person, anything could have happened to him on journey, and he wouldn't have come back. So it is not because of our doing, O Allah, it is because of your doing. So we are worshipping you, we're coming back in a condition that we're making your ibadat. Together with that, we are making your praises, we are praising you, Allah. It was because of you that you allowed us to go, and you have allowed us to come back. Everything is because of you. And this is a sign of humility when a person can make this type of dua. He hasn't put his yakin, he hasn't put his trust in his car, he didn't put it in his plane, he didn't put it in his friends that were going with him. Everything was on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If ulama explain, the more a person shows humility, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause him to grow, to cause him to rise. The higher he will become, but the condition is, he must be humble. He mustn't try to gain support, try to gain numbers, try to gain hits, try to gain recognition. That is not his idea. His idea is to serve Allah ta'ala right up till the end. I just finish off with one advice that our Ustad had given us this weekend. He says, every day in Tashahud we're reading this, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That I testify that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Allah's servant and Allah's Rasul. He says, if you just remember this, we're reading it every day in Tashahud, but we're not paying too much of attention. If you just concentrate it, why are we told to read this every day to such an extent that if a person misses it out, he doesn't read Tashahud, his salat also is invalid. So we are told to read something, and why we are told to read it, so that we can ponder the meaning. I testify that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah. Servant means he is the one that subjugated himself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, if we are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should also consider that we are servants. Servant doesn't have a choice as far as his meals are concerned. Doesn't have a choice as far as his place of rest is concerned. He doesn't have the choice as far as his workload is concerned. He doesn't have a choice as far as anything is concerned. So this is how we are in this world. We don't have choices. We are the servants of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah gives us, we are grateful for it. We turn our attention to it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he brought is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our journey is to Allah Ta'ala. So that these two things we keep in mind, that we also must be servants, and we also must accept that message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly, and we must become people that are attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.